And brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. We'll talk things over with Patty Beavers from Family Crisis and Counseling Center coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and joining us this morning from Family Crisis Counseling Center, Patty Beavers. And Patty, you got looked some materials on a cell phone app. What's going on?
Okay. Good morning.
First of all, I guess I should say that. Good morning.
Good morning, first of all. There is a website, which, of course, now, but in addition to the website, there's apps that you can, for those that aren't comfortable with or don't have access to a computer or a phone that has apps, then you can also call in and register and get this information. And this is just part of our safety plan when working with clients that come in to get protective orders that we want to make for sure they understand is available to them.
And so this is information concerning the offender.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if your offender's been arrested here in Washington County from an assault with you, then you can register whether or not you have a protective order. But yes, you know, you really want to you want to know.
Protective order is great if you can get one. Yeah.
Right. You want to register then to be notified when this person's released. Because you may assume they're going to be there for some time, and then the surprise, they're out and they're back, you know, taunting you or threatening you or something like that.
At least standing across the street from your house anyway. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, there's something big's happened or you wouldn't have a protective order in the first place. So you're in, you need to be, special, pay special attention to your surroundings to start with. So to be notified on your phone or however you have it set up to be notified, then, you're informed at all times. This isn't just for the county if they're arrested here. Also, this is for the Department of Corrections.
Oh, okay.
So you can register then to follow an individual and know what facility they're in and know about court dates and it's just a great reminder and you're able to be informed instead of be surprised.
Yeah, and there are probably other ways that you could go to court websites or whatever to see the status of a case, but again, that means you have to do the looking as opposed to a notification coming to you.
Right, and this company that has this set up is active in 48 states. So in these 48 states, the counties or the Department of Corrections have, I will call it a database. May not be the correct word, but a database that they upload information to, and then you're notified from it. If you don't understand a notification or something like that, this company also that does Vine, they also have customer service that's there 24/7 that'll answer any questions that you have.
Because the court systems can be different in other states, and different jobs can be labeled different things because some, like Louisiana, they don't have counties, they have parishes. They have, terminology can be different. Yeah.
Right. And so for the state of Oklahoma, there's an 800 number. I can give it to you, but more importantly, you're probably not going to remember it. So you can go to www.vinelink.com.
Okay.
And that's, because of my accent, I'm going to spell that, VINELINK.com. And you can register. It's just a simple process, with why why you need and who you need to follow. And if you have problems with this, there's a help in the right upper corner there's a button, and like I said, there's customer service, there's tech help, support, and all that kind of stuff to help you get registered.
Okay. So really, this is an opportunity for anybody that, I guess, needs to keep track of an offender, particularly if you have an order of protection. But what types of offenses does this track? I mean, can you track any prisoner for any reason, or how does this all
work?
That's
my understanding.
Okay.
Right. If they're incarcerated, whether they're in Washington County or they're in one of the facilities, they'll let you know what facility they're in, mm-hmm. and when they're expected to get out, and just current information about that offender, the most current information that you would have access to. I've not registered anyone yet for the Department of Corrections, but you're going to have to know a little bit of information, and it may just be that you know their full name and mm-hmm. a birth date or something like that.
Sure.
You know, but it should be pretty simple to do, but because sometimes we have clients that don't come in immediately to get a protective order because the abuser was they were arrested and they're being held.
Mm-hmm. And if they're in prison, then they might say, or the individual might say, mm-hmm. I don't need a protective order. He or she is
right.
behind the walls. No threat. Yeah.
But if you sign up for this, then you know when they're getting out, because a lot of a pretty large percentage of the clients that we have think I'm okay, but he or she's fixing to get out in a month, so I better get my protective order in place. Mm-hmm. And that's what's good to know is when they're going to get out. You don't just assume it runs that things don't change. Things just change, especially when they're in Department of Corrections. They may be given 5 years, and you think, okay, I'm good for 5 years, when actually they get out 2 years later or whatever.
Depending on the state, the court, the jurisdiction, mm-hmm. I'll use your term, 5 year sentence is handled.
Mm-hmm.
In state A, they may be able to get out in 3 years, but in state B, it might be 2.5.
Right. Right. So you're always in the know, and which allows you then to make sure that you've got safe plans in place when they do get out.
And because this is coming out of a public source, the mm-hmm. the offender doesn't know that you've been notified. They're just being sent to you from a public record.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's public record. You're entitled to know, and know that the individual that's incarcerated does not know, mm-hmm. That you looked them up. And just as an example, last year in 2016, they had 3.2 million people get online, to check the status of an offender.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they sent out 39.8 million notifications to people. So it's a great tool.
That's a powerful database as far as the amount mm-hmm. of information that's being sent to people who have signed up for that information.
Right. And this is not a new organization. They've been in place. They've just done some enhancements to their website and wanted us to make sure that we let people know what some of the new choices are and how they can get registered.
We're talking with Patty Beavers from Family Crisis Counseling Center, and it is, give you the app information, how you can get signed up on the web or through a phone call or more, when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing our time this morning with Patty Beavers from the Family Crisis and Counseling Center, and we've been talking about an app. You've actually mentioned the name of it a little bit, but let's get into some nuts and bolts on how people, number one, if through the app or through a website or, mm-hmm. like you said, through a phone call to the court, how do you get signed up and what can they tell you?
Okay. I'm going to talk about, three ways. First of all, if you don't have a computer, you don't have a smartphone, or you have them and you don't know how to use them, you can call the 800 number. Mm-hmm. You can get that 800 number. Well, let me just give it to you. You can always call the office and I can give it to you. Because obviously if you're calling, it's because you don't have access or don't want to go to the computer. It's 1-877-654-8463.
Okay.
And they can help you register.
Okay.
The second one then is the mobile app. Mm-hmm. And you go to wherever you get... download your apps.
Depending on the brand of your phone,
right.
whether it's an Android or an Apple phone, however you download apps.
Right, okay. And you look for the Vine mobile app and download it. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've downloaded it, the features of the app is there's current information, talking about the recently booked offenders, and ability to search within local facilities or statewide.
Mm-hmm.
Custody status notifications, they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And when there's custody status changes, whether it's release, escape, or transfer, they notify you either by phone, email, or text.
That would be particularly important if they escaped, yeah.
Yeah, everyone, yeah.
Coming after you.
No joke. And in some states, they also have texting to notify you.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to pick a specific state. From the when you're registering, mm-hmm. what state you're wanting to track, and then you've got access. There's resources that they also provide. They have technology or tech sources. They have just customer service. They're there to make this user-friendly, whether mm-hmm. you talk to them over the phone or you do it via your app or your computer.
Okay. And that's through the smartphone app. And then you can also just go to a website.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And that's, again, that www.vinelinkallonword.com.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, if there are people in the community that are interested and they didn't understand me and they'd like some help doing that, they're more than welcome to call the office and would be thrilled to help them with that.
Well, I can see particularly the convenience of the smartphone app because, once you've got a smartphone, people tend to keep it with them all the time as opposed to going to a website where, they would shoot you the email and probably, I would say nearly everybody would check an email once a day.
Right.
But still, idle time
Very
lag
convenient.
Of an hour or two,
mm-hmm. right.
Depending on when you checked your email last. If they're going to text you information, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, it's going to work.
Right. So it's just another way to be informed, to mm-hmm. help keep you safe when, the assumption is, you're not in harm's way because, they're in custody. You're notified of any change.
And because this is public information, you don't need to tell the system why you want to track John Q. Smith.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
And it's free.
Absolutely. And that's the whole deal. It's free. And so it's just better to be informed and be safe than mm-hmm. to be sorry.
Yeah. Are there other smartphone apps that you advise your clients to use on any kind of regular basis that as long as we're talking, digital communications,
mm-hmm.
that maybe there's something else out there?
Actually, there is. There is one that I recommend to clients, and it's called Aspire, Aspire.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes across, of course, you download the app on your phone. It comes across like it's a news app,
mm-hmm.
but actually what you do is set up emergency information in there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times clients are heavily monitored, you know, everything's monitored on their phone, who they're calling, what they're doing, and what they're posting. In this case, then they're going to set up, and it will call 911 first, or it'll call their parents first, or whoever, you know, they however they have it set up. Mm-hmm. And the offender is going to assume that they're looking at this news app, when actually all they have to do is touch a little button, you know, on that app, and then the police are called, or however they had it set up.
That's pretty convenient, particularly if the app also, you know, geolocates or whatever, so that you can, mm-hmm. the GPS coordinates right. are available as part of the notification.
Right.
I know just through the Crime Stoppers P3 app that we use, and which also is free for all cell phone platforms, if someone wants to report a domestic violence incident, and of course through P3 we specialize in anonymity, so let's say you think something's going on next door or down the street, a coworker told you about it the next morning, you know, you can make an anonymous report that way too. So,
okay, great.
Which would go through our police channels, so we'd go to the Bartlesville Police Department, for instance, mm-hmm. that would be at least a record of somebody making a report
right.
of that on an anonymous basis.
And again, when we know that things are going on and we choose not to be involved, I understand that. You know, I really do. And then it may be putting themselves in danger, but by using the app that you're talking about, it's anonymous.
Yeah.
And there's no way of tracking, short of you telling someone you did it, yeah.
If you identify yourself, then I'm sorry. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, if somebody would like to find out more about this app that you are trying to get information out, they can call your office, which is the one phone number we haven't talked about yet.
That's right. Our office number is 918-336-1188, and it's answered 24/7.
And, of course, there are other services that we haven't talked about this morning. Probably the most important one that we have just about a minute or so to talk about is you operate a shelter. If somebody needs to get away, you know, they can
right.
give you a call and say, help.
Right.
And
if you are currently fleeing a domestic violence situation, and it can be yourself and children, this has to be female. Ours is set up for females right now. If you're currently fleeing, you know, have nowhere to go, or family, friends, someone to stay with, then we have a temporary emergency safe shelter. So as long as we're not full, as long as there's availability, then we want to help you, get away.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to call. Sometimes people need to call and talk to us about it and kind of make their plan of when they can do the most safe time that they can get
yeah.
away. Or sometimes it's like, I'm on my way. So.
Well, and sometimes an individual makes that decision at seemingly the last minute because that was the straw that finally broke their camel's
right.
back. And
most of it is
of
that way.
Yeah.
yeah.
So
small
again,
percentage is planning in advance.
Yeah. One more time on the phone number, Patty.
918-336-1188.
News on the way next from the ONN.